time, same place.
Kiss you. I mean, I did, but I didn't think it'd go this far. I didn't mean to kiss you. Now you can't focus on the road when I'm in your car. Now we're going 100. Your hands aren't on the wheel, 'cause you're just staring at me like you're not convinced that I am real. And now we're at 180, and I can finally see. But then it's over in a second. Crashed the car into the tree. Yeah, I can see it all happen. You'd rather die than take your eyes off me. I don't love you like that. I'm a careful driver, and I tell you all the time to keep your eyes on the road. But you love me like that. You're a reckless driver, and one day it'll kill us if I don't let go.
I don't know how to tell you that I feel safe when you say shotgun. Never felt this way with no.
Scrape you off the pavement. I can't be your savior. I don't wanna be here when you lose control. Don't wanna watch it as it happens. See the crowd's reaction. I don't wanna be here when you kill us both. 'Cause I love you like that.
'Cause I love you like that.
I'm a careful driver.
I'm a reckless driver.
And I tell you all the time.
You tell me
keep your
time.
Eyes on the road.
Breathe out me outside. Don't
Hello and welcome back. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Ben. You have not heard from me in quite a while because I don't know. I was just gone. I don't have a good excuse. I just wasn't here. But hopefully you enjoyed Mellow Max while I was out and about. And today in the studio we have a special guest, Ellen.
Hi.
Oh, hold on. Say it again.
Hello.
One more time.
Hello.
Does your mic work? All right, try again.
Hello.
Okay.
Well.
You wait. Okay, yeah, I think it is working. Okay. yeah. So you're coming all the way from Nantucket.
Yeah.
And do you have any Nantucket things to tell us or no? We did not prep anything that you were going to talk about, so I'm really putting you on the spot.
Unfortunately not.
All right. Well, in that case, we will move on. Ellen has chosen many of the songs that you're going to hear tonight. So if you like them, great. And if you hate them, it's her fault. And I will provide her phone number so that you can personally complain to her. So I'll dox her on the show if you stick around till after the PSA. And with that, we will continue.
I woke up to the bed made and you're downstairs doing the dishes. And my mom says she's kind of obsessed with you. I think that it might be too. She thinks that you're good for me. That's not something I'm used to. I keep getting overwhelmed when I talk about us out loud. Cause I want you and only you. It's simple as you want me to. Some people wanna switch it up, like just one look could never be enough. TV, and neither of those things make sense to me. Some people think it's supposed to hurt, like it couldn't be real if it's putting you first. But some people watch cold phone TV, and neither of those things make sense to me. You've just been so consistent, that stability. It's confusing me. I'm done with romanticizing, dysfunction and compromising. You treat me so well, it's weird, but I love how much I like it. Some people wanna switch it up, like just one look could never be enough. Some people watch cold phone TV, and neither of those things make sense to me. Some people think it's supposed to hurt, like it couldn't be real if it's putting you first. But some people watch cold phone TV, and neither of those things make sense to me. If the old me met the new me, she'd probably try to stop me. But I want you. Only you, it's as simple as you want me to. Some people wanna switch it up, like just one look could never be enough. Some people watch cold phone TV, and neither of those things make sense to me. Some people think it's
we interrupt this music to talk about our topics. We got really excited about a potential conversation topic, so we are going to now talk about that. Okay, pausing the music so I can not multitask. Something reminded me, and I won't say what it was, about the Bermuda Triangle. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you, Ellen, but I feel like a lot, like not an insignificant portion of my childhood was thinking about the danger that the Bermuda Triangle posed to like me and my loved ones.
I can't personally relate to that.
I feel like I watched a lot of shows about that. Like Discovery Channel, I feel like had things on it.
I feel like
Ancient Aliens, like that kind of thing.
No. I was watching Discovery Channel, it was more about like Alcatraz and like the spirits that haunt Alcatraz and how they have like glowing eyes everywhere.
What? Is that a thing?
They had like Discovery Kids and like every morning they would
put that on for children.
It was really interesting.
Okay, and what was the conclusion?
Alcatraz is haunted by several criminals. At which some of them have glowing eyes that float around the cells.
Why would they have glowing eyes?
You know, spirit energies.
We can't explain. Do you think ghosts are real?
100%.
Why?
I think there are some things that you just simply can't explain.
Have you seen a ghost?
Oh my god. I went to the Stanley Hotel.
The
Stanley Hotel that The Shining is based off of. Yeah. And I did a haunted tour.
When did you do this?
Maybe like 2019, 2018.
Did it feel haunted?
Oh, it was so cool. It was so cool. Let me elaborate. So they give you a lollipop.
What?
And there's a little girl ghost. And you balance like the lollipop with like the stick on your palm, like facing up.
Mm-hmm.
And then like you can ask the ghost to like tilt it a certain direction. And the lollipop will tilt her that direction. And it's like, oh, does the little girl want to like hang out with you? We also did. It was really cool.
Did she want to hang out with you?
It depends if we were in the right room.
Did you get to eat the lollipop? Whose room did you stay in?
Oh, I didn't stay there. I went for the tour. Let's be clear. I would never stay at that hotel.
Why would you never stay at the hotel?
Because I believe in ghosts.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and we did like a pencils thing where you like, you stand across from someone and you put the, like two, you're each holding two pencils.
Mm-hmm.
And then you like, you, you hold the erasers against each other like, you're standing across from the person and then like the pencils will like cross and uncross and you can like ask the ghost questions like, how did you die? Hello? Are you there?
So what did the crossing do? That was yes or no?
Yeah. So it's just like you ask the question.
Why would the ghost only be able to talk through pencils crossing?
Because it's easy to move. Like it's like, you know, like they can't push a chair. Chairs are heavy. But a pencil.
Some ghosts can push a chair.
They probably have been working out for a really long time. They've probably been dead for a few hundred years and haven't had the time to build up the muscle and the power and the spiritual energy to push a chair over.
So you think that a ghost, like I could die right now and then I could spend the next like millennia working out and I could be a buff ghost?
Well,
rather than I'd have to be buff before I die?
No. Well, theoretically, yeah. But I'm saying like,
can I get less, if I were really buff right now and then I died, could I in my afterlife get less buff?
Yes. It's like your body just...
So it's the same.
It just transforms. Like, if you stop working out as a ghost, you're gonna become less buff.
How... Does that require that there's, like, a workout?
A ghost gym?
Yeah. Like, first of all, a ghost Planet Fitness. And then second of all...
How do you know that the ghosts aren't just roaming the Earth and they're using our normal Planet Fitnesses?
Have you...
Planet Fit and I. Plural.
I just don't feel like there's any place on this planet that we would have seen security footage from a Planet Fitness where like dumbbells are being moved. No?
I like to think that it's more of like treadmills and those Stairmasters.
They're like running with you on it.
Yeah, yeah. They wait for someone to turn it on because it's like, you know, for a ghost to be able to like push a button, that might be a little harder for them.
But they can move pencils.
Because it's more of just like, you can move a pencil with a gust of wind. Of course a ghost can move a pencil. You can't push a button with a gust of wind. Valid. I know.
Okay. I'm a genius.
Yes.
Okay, you also said that you had a lot of conspiracy theories.
I wouldn't say I'm a conspiracy theory nut, per se.
Okay.
But
what would you say?
I would say I believe in a few of them. For example,
what percentage of conspiracy theories do you think hold any water?
Oh, that's a really good question. I would say a pretty low amount, because there are some cuckoo crazy people out there.
Sure.
Cuckoo crazy cakes.
So, like, 20%?
Maybe, like, 15.
15. Okay, so is that 15 that you think are, like, 100% valid, or do you think it's 15 that have, like...
100% possible.
Okay.
Like, that sound, like...
Like, could be true.
Could be true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Give me some of them. Give me the lowdown.
So one of them is the Denver airport.
Okay.
And let me paint you a picture. The Denver airport. So I recently moved there. And the Denver airport is like in the middle of these flatland farms in Colorado. And it's not even in Denver. It's like when you drive to the airport, it has a 10-mile radius of just like the one straight road to get there. So it's like...
Weird.
It's weird. It's like you have to travel. I mean, the speed limit's like 65. So like, what? It takes you 9 minutes on this one road. And that's the only road the only place it brings you is the airport. And then when the airport was being constructed, it took like a lot longer for it to be like fully completed.
Mm-hmm.
And I fully believe that like there's some type of government agency underneath the airport.
Underneath.
Because that's why like they took longer, because like
they gotta put all the stuff down
there. They had to put all the stuff down there, and it's like there is footage of the airport being built, but it looks like you can't see anything being built. But like people are there constantly going like on the work site constructing something underground.
Have any of the construction workers like said something about it since then?
I'm sure they have. Okay. But here's the thing, is that the Denver airport even feeds into it. You walk in there and first of all, they are constantly under construction. Second of all, they're like they have billboards in the airport that are like DIA, like conspiracy ? And then they have like a weird gecko on it.
Cause I would do that. Like I think, because they're playing mind games too.
Oh, 100%.
They're like, if we feed into it, then everyone's gonna be like, haha, funny joke. Now. Yeah, they'd be like, haha, funny joke. No, they probably aren't doing it, because why? If they were gonna do something, why would they tell us?
Exactly.
But they're better off saying something.
And it's always under construction. That's crazy. And things disappear.
What? What's disappearing?
I don't know if it was a pot or a painting. Two very different things. But it disappeared in the middle of the night. And no one has seen it.
What are you talking about?
You know how like airports sometimes have art?
So like some guy took the art
and no one knows what
happened to it. And then
boarded
a plane and like left?
Potentially. Or
and that is a reason to think a government agency.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do here.
And that airport makes no sense. It has the worst gate, like it's so annoying. Like
therefore haunted.
Therefore haunted. And the layout is just is so poor. Okay, side topic, airport layouts need to get better.
I want to talk about the Panama City airport, if I may.
Panama?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did I ever tell you about this?
A little bit.
Okay, I probably talked about it on the show too. I can't conjure up the anger I felt in that moment, but mm-hmm. I was going to Ecuador and then I came back from Ecuador, and the way back, we had like a 9-hour layover or something like that. Like something nuts. Crazy. It was like 7 to 9 hours, I forget. And it was just the longest amount of time I've ever spent anywhere in my entire life consecutively. And this was the worst airport ever. It had like 2 gates and
it was small.
It was no. Well, it wasn't like a big airport, but like the point is, it was like through Copa Airlines, which is Panama's national airline. So they want you to like have long layovers and be bored, so then you like go into Panama and like spend money.
Okay.
But
marketing scheme.
Yeah, like a marketing scheme. And we were just like, no, we're not gonna do that because we don't have quite enough time. There's nothing to do in Panama except for going out, and it's expensive.
Did you see the canal?
We did not see the canal.
Oh.
I know. Like, that's all I can look at, like water. Okay, I don't. No thanks. Like.
Yeah, I guess.
We got it. We're good. Yeah, like boats. But anyway, not boats. Important. And it was the worst airport ever. The layout of this airport. There was like a duty free shop. Perfume, duty free perfume, Croc store, duty free perfume, and then like, and then like a Jimmy Buffett like Margaritaville. That was it. That was like there was like
so
three things to do in the airport:
to get drunk and smell good and wear stylish shoes.
That's all that was. Stylish shoes.
Stylish.
Yeah. But I don't think they had a Giblet store.
Oh no. Well.
What were you gonna say about airport layouts?
Oh, I was gonna talk about the LAX airport.
Go for it.
It just absolutely sucks. It is like for the amount of traffic that they receive, it is like a loop, and you have to like you have to go through basically the whole loop, and it takes a while. I do airport pickups like twice a week.
Yeah, why?
Because I like driving my friends to the airport. Anyway. And the layout just sucks. And then a lot of airports have been doing this where you like can't get your rideshare directly to the terminal. Like you have to go to a certain spot, and it just takes like, it adds on like 15 minutes, which at the end of your trip just seems like an extra 2 hours of your life. And then you're just sad and you're hungry and you're tired and you just want to go home and eat good food. And you have to walk another 15 minutes to get into an Uber where you're not even going to talk to your friends. Another point why I like driving my friends to the airport and back. Because, like, you know, that's like a sign of, like, oh, you're home, where you can, like, comfortably talk to someone, you know?
Because, mm-hmm.
like, when you're in Uber, you're kind of silent, and you're really antsy because you're, like, you're almost home, but you're not home yet. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, sidetrack.
Yeah, feel free to call in if you have any opinions on airport layouts. We're going to play a little bit more music for you, and then you will hear us again. So don't change that channel, or whatever radio people say. All right. I want everyone to know something really quick. Ellen has shared with me a horrible, horrible situation that she would consider a good snack food. I want you all, before we talk about what it is, to just in your head think about you're hungry, it's been a long day, and you want to have the ideal snack. Picture it. Picture the mouthfeel, the flavor, the smell, the texture, the branding, whatever. And is that Triscuits?
No, Wheat Thins.
Wait, sorry, is that...
Please.
Is that Wheat Thins and applesauce? No.
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to sell you on that real quick. The thing about Wheat Thins and applesauce, not only are they both nostalgic snacks.
Sure.
You know, because you eat applesauce when you're little and Triscuits are like... Triscuits? I mean, sorry. Wheat Thins.
Whoa.
Sorry. Wheat Thins are like a lifelong snack. You know, when you're a kid, you eat them as a cracker. But as you get older, you like, you know, through your teenage years, you stop eating them because it's like, oh, what's that? But then when you get older, you start using them with cheese. Anyway, that's a little irrelevant. But
super.
The best thing about Wheat Thins and applesauce is like, it's like the best combo ever. First of all, it's a finger food. You don't need spoons. Because you're going to dip...
Because it's half of the ingredients are the spoon.
Exactly. It's a two-for-one. It's a BOGO. Which, if you didn't know, stands for buy one, get one.
Thank you.
You can take your Triscuit and use it as a tiny spoon, and then you dip it into the applesauce. And first of all...
Wouldn't a bugle be a better scoop?
Because that has too much salt. There's a sweet factor that... Wheat Thins have. And the thing is that, yes, applesauce is like, I want to say mushy, because mushy kind of sounds a little like...
No, mushy's the right... It's mealy, even. You know when you bite an apple and it's not crisp? That's what applesauce is,
I'm texturally. I'm allergic to apples.
Okay, well, if you were normal, it tastes like... Okay, imagine you... What's another really crispy food?
Chips.
Yeah, but, like, it's even better. It's like eating Capri Sun chips.
Ew.
No, but, like, you know how Capri Sun's, like, refreshing? Gatorade?
Yeah.
Okay, it's like eating Gatorade chips.
Ew.
Like, it's... No, okay.
Sorry.
I'm trying to figure out, like, how to... Okay, you can't eat apples. I have to work with something. Yeah. All right, it's like eating a really... Okay, imagine you were trying to eat a cucumber.
Okay.
And you take a bite, and it just, like... turns into like silly putty and melts. That would suck. Or turns into cottage cheese. Like,
but
that is
because,
what
that's because
applesauce is
you
like.
Have this expectation of a crunch factor, and when that crunch factor is absent and it's mushy, you're disappointed. But when you eat applesauce, you don't assume applesauce is gonna be crunchy. You already know what
it's
texture
gonna
you're
you already
expecting.
Know it's gonna suck, you mean.
No, please do not put words in my mouth. You know that the applesauce is going to be soft. So when you have the combination of the Wheat Thin with the applesauce, it's just like, it's crunchy and you have this like mushy part. But it's like, I don't really... And then on top of that, you have temperature profiles. Clearly Wheat Thins are room temperature. But then you have applesauce... In a cup, like if you buy your cupped applesauce, here's the thing about this is that, you know, like crackers, like they'll go bad if you open them for and you leave them out for a really long time. But like, you know, you'll go through a bag of Wheat Thins in like a decent amount of time. And then like with the applesauce, like you'll probably like snack on half a tiny cup of applesauce. And like.
Why does any of that matter?
I'm saying that it's like an easy snack. That's so low effort. Like, you don't even have to cut anything.
I think that this is a situation where...
You literally get up and go to the pantry.
Some effort is worth it.
Okay,
because then
effort,
you aren't eating the saddest snack in
the
world.
No. The effort...
Like, that is the snack of someone who's, like, mattress is on the floor.
I have given
they to, don't have
to
lights.
A chef who went to Le Cordon Bleu, and she said it was wonderful.
You were talking about your sister. She is obligated so that
no,
you guys can
really
have
she really liked it. And she likes, like, she's a health queen. And she was like, oh, Wheat Thins and applesauce? And then, you know, I showed it to my other friend. And
don't dox him.
And he really liked it, too. And I gave it to my friend's parents.
None of those are reliable people.
And they
in this
really
situation.
Liked it, too. And
but if you, like, actually served up, like, garbage to the specific people I know you're talking about, they would probably try to be polite.
No. I asked them for their honest opinion, and that's and what they told me was their honest opinion. No one is that good of a liar.
They definitely flinched when they tried it.
Well, I think people are like, here's also, I mean, I guess when I tell people, their expectations are already really low.
They could not be lower.
So, like, it's when they try it and it's like the most amazing thing they've ever had, they're like, oh my gosh, I was so wrong about that.
I mean, okay, there is a thing about the fact that you did set the bar just as low as the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that isn't like actively harming you is an improvement, and therefore it exceeds expectations.
I think that people are just excited because it's a combo they never thought about. And
let me know if you would be willing to try that. Call in at 855-915-9636 if you would be willing to try it. Actually, I don't know if the telephone works right now, but let me know next time you see me. One other thing I want to say about Wheat Thins is I think that that is by far the strongest part of that meal. Meal is generous, but snack? Of that snack that you were talking about, because my freshman year, there was someone who, at like clockwork at like 11:45 at night, every single night, would come down from his like upper floor to like our floor, and he'd come with like our huge Dewick bowls, and if you went to Tufts, you know what those are. They're like these huge like plasticky bowls, and he would cut up an avocado into little cubes. No, hear me out. Cut up into little cubes.
Mm-hmm.
Scoop them into this bowl, put the sun-dried tomato Wheat Thins into the bowl, and then put like just the perfect amount of lemon juice on it, so it had like the salt, fat, and acid.
So it's kind of like a guac.
It was kind of like a guac, and we would just eat that every night at like 11:45.
And you were open-minded about trying that, but you won't try applesauce.
It feels like all the temperatures there are right, and the mouthfeel was right.
I would say applesauce is pretty similar. If you were to puree guac...
Do you hear that we aren't pureeing the guac?
I'm saying
notably,
if,
we
if.
Aren't.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah. Call in if you have any other weird foods that you think someone should be open-minded to trying. At that number. Or text it to me. Whatever.
Fly. gotta keep it strong. Move along like I know you do. And even when your hope is gone, move along, just to make it through.
And now for our hourly PSA. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from here, from all the fruits and nuts, here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Wow, well done. That was a good first PSA. I love the dried fruit one. I also, this is not about dried fruit, it's actually about the opposite. So I had this thought the other day, like, why don't they make banana juice? And then, like, right after I had that thought, I was in Killington, Vermont, and I walk into, like, this tiny little grocery store that they have there.
And they had banana juice?
And they had banana juice.
But bananas don't have juice.
No, I don't know what I want. I have never bought it. I've seen it there a couple times.
That's kind of scary.
Like, what is it?
The only thing I can picture, like, it was banana like a, juice mm-hmm. is, like, if you were to squeeze the peel or something.
Ugh. That
sorry.
Would, no, you're, no, I think you're right. But, like, what is it pureed? Is it, like...
No, because
I'm imagining
puree
it, like, getting wrung out like a towel.
Okay, yeah. And it's, like, banana juice would just mean, like, it a smoothie. Like a, it wouldn't be a juice.
I don't know.
Bananas don't.
Do they add water?
They
like
don't
milk?
Function like that. Ew.
Do
a
they
watery
add,
banana?
It was horrible. Like, it seemed. I. That's why I haven't bought it. I have not wasted my money. Oh wait, hold on. Okay, so I just received a text from. I got a text from one of our associates, and she said that her brother tried to run a banana through a juicer, and it did not work out.
Yeah, see, I'm not surprised by that.
So, this brings up a very important topic, which is the Yonana machine.
Oh, no.
Which I've social engineered into the conversation. And it is this machine that you take a frozen banana and you shove it into the machine and it essentially purees this frozen banana.
Kind of like into a frozen yogurt.
Yeah, like into a soft serve kind of thing.
But I think the problem, there's no problem there with that. The problem is... Ben keeps it on the kitchen counter, does it deserve the counter space for it's one job that it does that I don't know how frequently
the
you
most
eat this.
Single-use an appliance
exactly,
you could ever have.
Exactly.
Truly. Have you ever had one, though? Is tonight the night?
I guess so.
Whoa.
All
right. Next week, I will report back on if this was a successful venture or not. You can also...
Is it, like, sweet?
Yeah,
because I know it's like...
It's like a really good replacement for ice cream.
Huh.
Huh.
Would you say that because lactose intolerance?
I actually wouldn't say that because I'm not lactose intolerant, but if I were lactose intolerant, I would say that it could replace it.
Is it like... You know how like when you freeze a banana, sometimes it gets like icy and like kind of flaky?
I don't know that, no.
Oh.
But
Well, never mind.
No, wait. Oh, like if I were like as if it were like liquid nitrogen or something, and you could like.
Oh no.
No. No. Not like that.
Not like
at all.
That.
Not
like,
at all.
Like is. Does the machine produce like a smooth? Is it
yeah.
Like, or is it like
it literally
like,
looks like custard coming out of like the custard machine?
Oh, interesting.
I love those custard machines. You know what I'm talking about. Have you ever like been to a frozen custard place?
No.
Okay. Well, there was this one near my house, and we would go there sometimes, like always at like midnight. And you walk in, there's a line out the door for some reason, and you eventually like get in, and there's like a cement mixer kind of thing. That has
scary.
All of scary that's like making this custard, and then it like comes out and they like guillotine it.
Oh god.
To slice it, and then they like put that into the cup for you. Isn't that weird? Like,
so it's like a slab of custard.
It literally look yeah, like a slab of custard that gets like guillotined, like you know those like paper cutters?
Yeah.
That, like, in like schools.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah, it was like one of those and it chopped and then like slides down this little slide into a little bucket.
A little playground for the little custard.
They just got murdered.
Demolished.
It was crazy.
Wait, so sorry.
Yeah.
But I guess what I'm questioning is like, does it have that freezer burn texture?
The Yo Nanas?
Yeah.
No.
Because that's like... Cause
no,
because you know, like,
it's like mixing it too.
Okay.
It's also so loud. Like if you were... I would, to all of our listeners, I would 100% recommend owning one. It's worth
How
every
penny.
How much
is this machine?
30.
30?
30's not bad.
But that's kind of a lot for something that you're... How often are you going to use it? You
have okay,
to
you'd
$30.
Have to have six... You'd have to have six Ben & Jerry's pints to make it worth it. And you definitely
yeah,
do that in
Yeah, but
a
with
year.
The six Ben & Jerry's...
Yes.
How many Ben & Jerry's pints are you eating?
How much money do you think you've realistically spent this last year on
ice cream?
I bet you have spent okay. upwards of $200.
Well, I went to somewhere that has really expensive ice cream, and it's like $15 a person. Juice
yeah.
bar.
Yeah, for sure. Shout out Juice Bar.
So, like, I can't really answer that question
But on the
reliably.
East Coast, that's just, like, how much ice cream costs. Like, you go somewhere,
yeah,
you get
but,
a small, and it's, like,
but
$7.
But here's the thing. It's, like, if I go get ice cream, it's going to vary in flavor. But if I get this Yo Nana machine, I'm going to have the same flavored frozen banana every single
you
time.
You can add... You could, like, add nuts or, like, chocolate.
Like, or, on top? Or, like, you put in the machine?
I wouldn't
and it
put in the machine,
in.
But you maybe could. I don't know. You can put anything in the machine. It's just a hole with a, like...
Is it actually called a Yo Nana?
Yes.
Like, the machine.
That is the machine's name.
No freaking way.
Look it up. It's what it's called.
I'll look it up.
Why would I make that up?
Because it had...
Why would I add the word Yo to the
no,
word
no,
banana?
No, I just thought you were just being goofy and just being like, oh, this is my snack and
you've
I call it
that
Yo
for
Nana.
You've thought that for so long then.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I wouldn't be surprised.
I saw
you.
One at Goodwill and I was so sad about
that. Was it like
that.
$4?
I didn't look. It made me too sad. I couldn't go over there. I was like,
why would someone give
why
it
would
up?
Someone get rid of the like the best purchase they've ever made?
How did you find this machine?
Me? Like yeah. in my how to come into my life? My
yeah.
parents got one. Then
as
I
a gift or they bought it them for themselves?
They bought it themselves. I don't know where they heard
how
of it.
How intriguing.
And then I like tried it and I was like, there's something here. There's something about this machine.
I'm excited now.
And yeah, it's good. I would recommend it for everyone.
Hmm.
The best part is you don't have to leave your house to have healthy version of ice cream.
Watch this.
I think I'm probably mildly radioactive because bananas are radioactive.
Are they really?
Yeah, like they're like a little radioactive.
Good golly.
And I think like not now, but I used to have like 4 bananas a day. And I think that's a
yeah,
lot.
That
I probably
have
really
lot.
Strong bones though. Right? Is that a thing?
No, wait. No, bananas
it's calcium.
Have potassium.
And you
milk
want what?
Has
calcium?
Calcium.
No, I feel like bananas have calcium.
I think they, well, they're known for, like, you know, banana K, potassium, like,
mm-hmm.
you know. Like, I don't look at a banana and think, oh, that's my calcium fix of the day.
6 milligrams, whatever that means.
Okay, well, look how much potassium it has.
Okay. Oh, they have
422 milligrams.
Yeah, that's
see?
A lot better. That's a lot better.
Yeah, so.
But
bananas?
That's for a medium banana.
What size bananas are you eating?
I don't know. I'm just shocked at how many different versions of bananas. I want you to look this up. This is crazy. I didn't know Google did this. All right. Anyway, we'll play another song.
Coming gone in the same Slurpee for free. I caught you looking at me in the 7-Eleven under fluorescent lights. We walked in comfy silence, footsteps down familiar sidewalk, knowing that we were here in our dreams last night.
All right. Oh, is that part of the song?
Yeah.
I was like, where is... I was like, speaking of ghosts, we're in trouble. Yeah, thank you so much for listening to 91.5 FM at WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been an hour of Blizzquake. We, with special guest Ellen, will probably play one more song on the way out. Between these two. Or this one. Should we do this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Ellen, anything last that you would like to share?
Not really. Good night, everyone.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Began to know.